Talk to yourself. Used to be if you talked to yourself, you were headed for the padded cell. But Martin Lloyd Jones spawned the idea of talking to yourself instead of listening to yourself in this quote. Have you realized that most of your unhappiness in life is due to the fact that you're listening to yourself instead of talking to yourself? Unquote. What does that really mean? Well, we who know the truth are not much different from the world in this respect. We listen to our own grumbling and complaining, and it colors our outlook. And, like Lloyd-Jones' quote, that's where most of our unhappiness comes from. Rather than that, we should take our example from King David. Let's listen in to his internal conversations with himself. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. Psalm 42:5. And another conversation. My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. Psalm 62:5. Do you see the common thread? Whatever was going on in his life, David never lost hope that his God was near enough and strong enough to deliver him, if that was his will. I'm not saying we should stick our heads in the sand and deny current events and circumstances, but I am saying that awareness of evil shouldn't cause fear. We are on the winning team. What are we telling ourselves? What kind of counsel do we give ourselves? Solomon said, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel." Proverbs 12:15. Are we giving ourselves wise counsel? What are some specifics that we can tell ourselves? Well, God loves us. He has forgiven us. He has not and will not abandon us. He's prepared a place for us in heaven, and it's secure. What are all these based on? Isn't it the hope he's placed in our hearts? Listen to a couple promises that we can take to the bank. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness. Psalm 33:18. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but live in the fear of the Lord always. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 23:17. And let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. Memorizing scripture is an excellent way to fill the storehouse of things to tell ourselves. God is faithful. If he said it, he did it, or he will do it. We need to be like Paul, who kept his eyes on the prize and didn't let his circumstances drag him down. We may be tempted to think that our circumstances or environment have caused our predicament and we're helpless in its wake. Not true. Adam and Eve lived in a perfect environment and still sinned. No, it's the heart problem, and until God replaces our heart of stone with one of flesh, none of this makes sense. If you take nothing else from this, remember that our future is built on hope in the one thing that will always be rock solid, faithful, and true: God himself and his word. Talk to yourself often, even before your feet hit the floor each morning, and fill your life with messages of hope in the one who cannot lie. If you're a little unsure of whether you qualify for these promises, check out our Steps to Salvation page and know for sure. Thanks again for coming.